Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Gimel, and we are about 20 lines from the top of daf Kuf Beis Amud Beis. So we're moving along in Perek Chelek. We're in the last part of the Mishnah, the part of the Mishnah that discusses Ve'elu She'en Lam Chelek La'olam Haba, specifically the three Melachim and the four Hedyotis. So one of the last Gemaras that we saw was the Gemara said Rav Ashi was giving shir, and at the end of the shir, he said that tomorrow we're going to start shir talking about our friends, the ones that are the kings that don't have chelek in olam haba. That night he had a dream, and Menashe came to him in a dream, and Menashe said, "You calling me a friend? How could you call me a friend?" He says, "What do you mean? You're from the people that don't have chelek in olam haba. I didn't think I have to have respect for you." He says, "Really? You think you don't have to have respect for you? Let me ask you a question of learning. Let's see who knows how to learn better, me or you." So he asked him a shayla. Rav Ashi didn't know. Rav Ashi responded to Menashe, "Tell me." Menashe did know. So he says, "I don't understand. If you're so chashuv in learning, then how you talking? How is it that you did the averus that you did? Why did you fall to the point that you're in lechelek loylem abba? How were you oyved avodah zarah? It doesn't make any sense." So he told him, "I want to tell you something, Rav Ashi. You can't understand what the yetzer of avodah zarah is. As a matter of fact, had you been alive when I was alive, not only would you have been oyved avodah zarah, you'd be running after me, chasing me, lifting up the bottom of your robe, because you would have had such a tie to the Eved Avodah Zarah. Either way, you have to be careful when we talk about the three Melachim that don't have Chelek in Olam Haba. But the bottom line is that we learned about Yeravam, that was yesterday's daf, and today we're going to learn about Achav and about Menashe. So Achav is maybe the most infamous of all the kings that ruled over Eretz Yisrael, specifically the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. So who was Achav? We don't have time to go through Achav the way we've gone through other parshias in Nach, simply because it's too long. But the story of Achav, as it relates to our Gemara, begins in Melachim Aleph, Perek Tezayin, and really begins with his father. The pasuk says, "Bishnas Shloishim v'Achashana la'Asa Melech Yehuda Molach Amri al Yisrael." So this was during the reign of Asa. Asa was the king of Yehuda at that time. So the parallel king of Yisrael was Omri. And Omri was king for 12 years. Says the Pasuk, there's one notable thing that took place during the lifetime of Omri. And the Gemara is going to say it was something of significance. Vayiken esahar Shomroi me'eh Shemer. There was a person whose name was Shemer, and he had a mountain that was called Shomroi. He bought it, b'chekrai, and kosef. The Pasuk says how much he paid for it. Vayiven esahar, and he established it, he built it. Vayikra Shem Moir Ashabona al Shem Shemer Adoine Yahar Shomroi. So Omri goes, he buys a mountain, he develops it. He calls the mountain Shomroin. The reason he called it Shomroin is because the person that he bought the mountain from's name was Shemer. The pasuk says, "Vayaseh Omri harab eini Hashem." Omri was a rasha. He was such a rasha, he did what was rab eini Hashem. "Vayora mikol hashalafanav." He was worse than all the kings that had preceded him. "Vayelech b'chol derech Yeravam ben Nevat." He followed in the ways of Yeravam ben Nevat. "Ubechatosah yashehechti es Yisrael." He did all the averus that Yeravam ben Nevat did. "Lahachas es Hashem alikei Yisrael b'havleim." Yes, Divrei Yomri, the pasuk says, "Asha Asa Ugvurasa Asha Asa Halehim Ksuvim Asefer Divrei Ayomim L'Malchi Yisrael." Then the pasuk says, "You want to know more about the life and times of Omri? Learn Sefer Divrei Ayomim." It's all there. Says the pasuk, "Vayishkav Omri Emavaisa." Omri died. "Vayikover B'Shomron," and he was buried in the Shomron. Shomron, that was the city that he himself had developed, which would later become the capital of the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. And then the pasuk concludes, "Vayimloich Achav benoy tachtav," that after he died, his son, the infamous Achav, would become the next king. Says the pasuk. So who was Achav? So again, it's perek after perek after perek. It takes up a good chunk of the latter part of Melachim Aleph. But right in the beginning, we get a little feel, a little bit of a flavor, a pam, of exactly who Achav was. Says the pasuk, "The Achav ben Omri Molach al Yisrael b'shnas shloishim u'shmoyin shana l'asa melech Yehuda." So Asa is still the king in Yehuda. "Vayim leich Achav ben Omri al Yisrael b'shoimrein esrim u'shnayim shana." He was king for 22 years. Says the pasuk, "Vayas Achav ben Omri harab b'ini Hashem mikoy l'ashalavon." Achav was the worst king, worse than any king that had preceded him. By the way, he would also go down as worse than any king that would follow him. Achav was so bad that what Yeravam ben Nevat did was for him an avera kala. So Yeravam ben Nevat, who was maimed agolim, he was a chayti umachti as a rabbin. He's the first of the three kings. The Mishnah says his name like chelak loyim abba. But Yeravam's worst avera was like an avera kala. Fa'achav. That's how bad he was. Va'yikach isha, and he got married to Yizevel, Jezebel. Bas esbal melech tzidayim, the daughter of the king of tzidayim. Va'yelech va'yavides habal va'yishtachav uloi. And they went and they served not just Avodah Zarah, but Avodah Zarah Baal. If you remember when we learned some of the earlier prakim, Masechta Sanhedrin, we spoke at the Ramban al HaTorah, where the Ramban argues that Baal was Moloch. The Torah talks so much about Moloch, where people would take their children. According to the Ramban, they would literally burn them, sacrifice, human sacrifice. For Avodah Zarah, Baal means husband, controller. Moloch means melech, controller. Same idea, but either way, the Avodah Zarah of Achav was the Avodah Zarah of Baal. Vayokim is beach, labal, beis habal, ashevonu b'shoimram, and he erected him as beach for Baal. Vayas Achav is v'ashero, he made an ashero. Vayosev Achav lasois lahachis es Hashem alikei Yisrael, mikol malchei Yisrael ashehoyu lefonu. Says the Pasuk, not just that, b'yomav, in his days, during the 22 years that Achav was king, Bono Chiel built Beis Ha'eli Es Yericho. Now we all know that Yeshua Benun destroyed Yericho. And when Yericho was destroyed, Yeshua Benun made it very, very clear that you're not allowed to rebuild it. And he said, anyone that's going to rebuild Yericho is going to be cursed, his children are going to die. He gave very, very sharp klolos to anyone that was going to be involved in the rebuilding of Yericho, stating that Chiel comes along and he has no problem. Despite the fact that he did it, he lost his son Aviram, and then the Pasuk said he lost his son Skuv, and he didn't care. The clothes of Yeshua Benun were being a skyim, but he felt that he wanted to reestablish Yericho, and he was going to do what he was going to do. Next Pasuk, Vayomer Eliyahu HaTishbi, Mitoshvei Gilad, Eliyahu HaTishbi, coming Matzah Shabbos, comes El Achav, and he says, Chai Hashem Elikei Yisrael, Asher Amadati Lefonov, Im Yi Hashonim Mo'ela, Talu Mata Kiyam Lefit Vari. And then we're introduced to Eliyahu. Eliyahu meets Achav, and Eliyahu tells Achav, I want you to know that moving forward, Hashem said that there's going to be a hunger, and the only way it's going to rain is if I agree to it. Says Rashi, Lama Samchu Kan, what's the smichos? What's the connection between Chiel, who reestablishes Yericho in the times of Achav, El Yoha Novi? Says Rashi, what happened was Chiel was sitting Shiva. He had lost his children. He lost his children as a punishment for rebuilding Yericho. And El Yoha Novi and Achav, they go together. They go together to be Menachem Avol. So listen what happens. Omer, Achav Lelio. Achav turns to Lelio and Oven, he tells him, Efsha Shekilas Atalman Neskaima, Vekilas Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Neskaima, the chutzpah of Achav. He says, look at this. Yeshua Benun was the Talmud as aggressive in the Rebbe. He was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, why? Yeshua Benun said that anyone that builds Yericho is going to be punished. And the exact punishment that he prescribed played itself out. It happened to Chiel. That's why we're going out to be Menachem Avol Chiel. Moshe Rabbeinu said that if somebody's and he says, look at me, I'm an Oyver Avay Dezorah. Baal, the Avay Dezorah is of Yeravam. I have all of Klai Yisrael following my ways, and the economy is booming. The stock market's knocking, everything is good. He says, Yeshua Benun's clothes weren't this guy, Moshe Rabbeinu's clothes weren't this guy. Yad, what did Elio turn to him? And he said, Chai Hashem Alekei Yisrael. Really? You're such a knacker? You're going to see what's going to happen. There's going to be a hunger. It's going to be in the sky. And va'otzeras ha'shamayim v'loyi ha'motar. Kim yi ha'shonim o'ele talu matakiyim l'fid vari. And then the pasuk goes on to talk about Elio and Navi and Izevel and Elio Bahara Carmel and Ovadia who hit the 100 Nevi'im, etc., etc. You have the life and times of Achav, which of course culminates with Hadad, the king of Aram, who would eventually kill him. Now, why did Achav eventually die? The kash was better. Why didn't he die on the spot? He should have been dead on arrival. That's the truth. And the Gemara is going to say why Achav had a schus to live 22 years. But you consider the chutzpah with which he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mount of the Zohar that went on, that proliferated during his time. He should have died right away, stating that he had schusim. And somehow Achav was able to not just live, but be a powerful king for 22 years. But the end he would fall in the hands of Aram. And the Gemara says that the reason Aram was able to kill him is because Achav made one mistake. He tripped up along the way, and that was his downfall. And that's the story of Novois HaYisraeli. And we just have to know it because it's related to today's daf. And that is, there was Achav, where he had his palace in the Shomron, so there was an adjacent piece of property that he wanted, but it wasn't going on the market. He had no way of getting it. It belonged to somebody, Novois HaYisraeli. And one day, Izebel comes home and she sees Achav and he's ungesetzt. He's not in a good mood. Achav, is everything okay? Fine. You sure? Fine. Finally, she got him to talk and Achav said, no, really, not so fine. Why am I not okay? Because it's this deal I've been trying to get. It's not working yet. I want it. He says, what do you want? This piece of property, it belongs to Novi Say Israeli. I offered him a lot of money. It doesn't matter what I tell him. He's not willing to sell it. Izebel says, don't worry about it. So she earned her reputation. She had a few tricks in her bag. She goes, hires people that said that they heard Novi Say Israeli, be Mevarech Es Hashem, be a Megadev. He's prosecuted, he's killed. His possessions become the property of the king, and that's how Achav was able to take over this property. Now, it probably wasn't the worst thing Achav ever did during his lifetime, but it tripped him up. Because what happened was, when Aram finally came and wanted to attack Klal Yisrael, the spirit, and this is unbelievable, the spirit of Noves and Israeli in Shemayim goes over to the Kisei HaKavod, storms the courtroom, and he says, there's no way in the world Achav could be successful. Look at what he did to me. He murdered me in cold blood. They hired people to lie about me, to be Moitzi Shemra, embarrass my family. And the Ruach of Noves and Israeli was so powerful that it was finally able to take down the mighty Achav. And that's how Achav ends up dying. It's because of what he had done. So he talks so much about being a Melitz Yosher. This is a Melitz Ruach. And that was what happened. The Ruach in Shemayim was able to take down Achav. Regardless, we're going to learn a little bit about Achav. We're going to then segue into Menashe. Unfortunately, we don't have time to go through all these different Prokem Menach. It's interesting because we really never get a chance to learn it. But, you know, we do a little bit of what we can do. But for now, says the Gemara, so Achav is the second of the three kings that the Mishnah says. Ein lo chelek v'olam haba. Zok the Gemara, Achav. Why was he called Achav? Och lo shamayim. Rashi says, because he was bad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of Avodas Kechavim, but he showed a lot of love, like a father shows love to his son. He showed love to Avodas Kechavim. Ach l'shamayim dechsev, ach l'tzari yivoleh, of Avodas Kechavim dechsev, kirachim of abonim. Mashal says a little bit of a different shot. He says, ach l'shamayim, whenever anything bad happened to him, he would blame it on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of Avodas Kechavim, but if anything good ever happened, he didn't thank Hashem, then he would attribute it to the Avodas Zor. Either way, the pasuk says, v'hi anoke lechte b'chates yirovim benavot, that the worst averis that Yeruvim ben Nevat ever did was like an avera kala to Achav. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Kala shos Achav, b'chamur shos Yeruvim. If so, mipnei matola akosav Yeruvim. We saw some of the psukim right now. Every time a king would do an avera, you know what the pasuk says? He went in the ways of Yeruvim. If Achav was worse than Yeruvim, so why are we always attributing the bad people to Yeruvim? Attribute them to Achav, says the Gemara. Achav was worse than Yeruvim, but who was the first one? Yeruvim was the first. Neshahu ha'yatchila l'kilkala. The pasuk says, "Gam mizbechoysam kigalim al tal meisadi." I'm Rabbi Yechon. I'm the chol talim v'talim be'eretz Yisrael. Shloi hemid alav Achav v'yizkechavim v'shnachavli. There wasn't one telem in the entire Eretz Yisrael that Achav didn't erect an avodah zarah. Uminon loyasad amadas. How do you know that Achav is not going to Elam Haba? It's amazing. I mean, read the psukim. How is it possible that Achav is going to Elam Haba? The teretz is Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Elam Haba. And you need a pasuk. You need a drasha to tell me that Achav. You know, how do you know Achav's not going to Elam Haba? It'd be a chiddush if he was going to Elam Haba. You see that we need a pasuk for it. Dechsev ve'echrati la'achav mashtem bekir va'otzur va'ozev b'Yisrael. Otzur ba'ilam hazeh va'ozev la'ilam haba. Omri b'yechinam ibnei mazocha omri la'malchus. Why was Omri, Achav's father, zoicha to Malchus? Meaning, Omri was king for, I think it was 12 years. His son Achav was king for 22 years. After Achav dies, his son is going to be king. So he was zoicha to a degree that his children were malachim. They weren't good kings, but they were kings nonetheless. So what did Omri do to deserve it? Says the Gemara, Nesha hoisev krach echad be'eretz Yisrael. Because he added one land to Eretz Yisrael. You see what Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is. Shenema vayikin esahar shomrim yeshema b'chikrayim kosev. Vayiven esahar vayikin shemo ir ashabona al shem shemer adoni har shomer. He buys this mountain. He buys it from Shomer. He develops it. And that mountain ends up becoming Shomrim, which is an important city in Eretz Yisrael, and because he's the one that developed this chelik in Eretz Yisrael, he was zeicha that his children and his grandchildren would be kings. Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan asked, "Nei ma zocha Achav lemalchus esem v'shtayim shana? Why was Achav zeicha to be king for 22 years?" A rather obvious question. Achav should have died on the spot. Why did Hashem have such erech apayim towards Achav? And the truth is, if you go through the story of Achav in Nach, you would see that he fought many wars and he won. Meaning there were many times where it seemed like there was some risk until the spirit of Navi HaYisraeli storms into the courtroom. Achav somehow keeps making it out alive. And you would think that if he's in a situation of Sakana, considering the resume that he's carrying, he should have been taken out much earlier. Yet somehow he makes it 22 years until he finally dies. Says the Gemara Bnei Shekivit as a Torah Shenein Abasim Mishnayim Oisis. Because he was Mechabed the Torah, which was given with the Chav Beis Oisis. The Aleph Beis is 22 Oisis. So being that he was Mechabed Torah, which is Chav Beis Oisis, he was Zoicha to be Melech for 22 years. Now how do you know that Achav was Mechabed the Torah? It's not Mefurish anywhere in the Psukim. It's learned out the first time that Melech Haram encounters Achav. See, he sends messages for him and he says that I want you to give me everything that you have. And Achav puts up a fight. He says, I'll give you everything, but kol machmad einai, what's most precious by me, that's the only thing I'm not going to give you. And it's not clear what machmad einai is. So the Gemara is about to say that it means the Torah, that Achav was willing to give away everything, but he wasn't willing to give the Torah away. Thus, you see, he had an element of kavod haTorah, and it was because of that he was zoicha mida keneged mida. He was mechabed the Torah, which is written with the chaf beis oisiyos. He was going to be king for 22 years. So the king of Aram, Ben Hadad, that was his name. So he sends shluchim to Eretz Yisrael, vayir meloi, and the message that he sends for Achav is, koi omar ben hadat, kaspecha, your money, uzahavcha, your gold, lihu, I want. Vinoshecha uvanecha atoivim liyem, I want your wives, I want your children. And Achav was okay with that. But then he said, kim ka'es mocha eshach al avodei elecha, v'chipsu es beischa ves batei avodecha, v'ayiko machmad einecha. I'm going to want to take machmad einecha as well. Yosimu b'yadav alakoch. V'yoymer l'malachi ben hadad. So then already Achav sends back a shlichos. Imru l'adoni ha-melech, koila she'sholachta lavdecha barishoyna. What you asked me for, initially, I'll give you. You can have my money, you can have my family. But v'hadover hazeh, you want kol machmad einecha le'uchal asos. That I can't do. So Frank the Gemara, you read the Pesukim, you don't know what machmad einecha is. He's willing to give away everything. He's giving his wives, his children, his money, everything. But machmad einecha, there was something very, very precious to him. Says the Gemara, my machmad einecha lav sefer Torah. He didn't want to give away the Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan said, you see, I covered a Torah. That's why he's king for 22 years. But Frank the Gemara, it really is very inconsistent with the narrative. The narrative would seem to be more consistent with saying that it was avodah zarah. Says the Gemara, it can't be avodah zarah. You know why? Because Achav turns to his people, his advisors, the old men, and he says, what do you recommend? What do you think? He says, absolutely, you can't give away machmad einecha. So it must be the machmad einecha was the Torah. Because machmad einecha was avodah zarah, why would his advisors, the assumption is that his advisors were good people. So if they were good people, why would they have a problem with him giving away the avodah zarah? Must be it was the Torah. But the Gemara says, Dilma sabi devahosahu. Maybe these were older people, advisors, but not good guys. Me like Siv, doesn't it say that when Avshalom decided that he wanted to rebel against his father, so who are those Ziknei Yisrael? But usually you think of Ziknei Yisrael as Chashuvim. It must have been not good Zikanim. So maybe here too, so the Gemara says, because Hasam like Siv Chalom. It doesn't say that the entire nation supported Avshalom. But over here it says the entire nation protested. Everyone said, don't give it to Ben Hadad. The Efshad Lehavavan Tzadikei, and even though Achav, in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, there were a lot of Risham, and maybe the majority were Risham, but you can't tell me everybody was a Rasha. That's not true. Uksiv, because it's a Pasik. V'esh'arti b'Yisrael shiva salofim. There were 7,000 people. Al b'rekayim, ashalei karu l'ba, v'chol hapeh, shalei nokash. Sounds like a small number. There were 7,000 people that refused to bow down to Baal. But the bottom line is 7,000 is 7,000. And the Pasik says the entire nation stood up and said, don't give Machmed. If you're going to tell me that we're discussing avodah zarah, why would the 7,000 ksheirim have had a problem with Achav giving his avodah zarah away? Elamai, it must be the Torah. I'm Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Achav shakul haya. Achav was a shakul. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Mechta avoynois.
It's just also all these bad guys were masking most not to give it away.
That's true. They all had this element of kavod haTorah like Achav. So Rashi says, what does it mean he was a shakul? Mechta avoynois u mechta schuyois. 50-50. How do we know that? Because when Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram, for the last time comes to lay siege on Eretz Yisrael, where he's eventually going to kill Achav, it sounds like there's this whole Shaila in Shemayim. Should Achav die? Should Achav not die? What was the Shaila? either he's Roiv Avoinois or he's Roiv Schoyois. Says the Gemara, he must have been a Shakal. On the one hand, he had Averis. On the other hand, he had mitzvahs. I mean, in the Gemara, the only mitzvah we're really aware of at first glance is the Kavod HaTorah that he's going to have. Says the Gemara, Maskef lo Rav Yosef, man de kosev bay, you're going to tell me Achav was mechzo mechzo. The Pasuk says, rak lo yoye ka Achav, asher esmakri las sarab, b'nei Hashem asher, hisato isoy, hisev alishtoy. V'tanina, we learned the chal yoyim, ha'isa shakel ha'shikle, hisel avaydas kachav. Every single day, he would weigh gold and give avaydas zara. V'at amrit shakol hoye, Ella says the Gemara, no way. Achav vatram b'mamoynoy hoye. What Achav was, he was a vatram b'mamoyna, meaning he was very loose with his money. You came to him for money, he'd give it to you. And he didn't discriminate. He even gave money to the Bnei Torah. Umitoich shenene tamid chachabim minachasav kipulay mechza. That somehow was mechaper mechza. It's unbelievable. So he has this crazy baggage that he's carrying with him. All this Avodah Zarah. No one ever worshipped Avodah Zarah worse than Achav. He's the worst he can possibly be. But being that he was Mahana Talmidei Chachamim in Chasav, 50% got wiped out. It was the other half that he had to deal with. Either way, how does Achav die? So we spoke out the story of Novos HaYisraeli. Zok the Gemara, Vayetzei HaRuach, HaRuach came Vayamal Lufnei Hashem. Vayomer and said, Ani HaFatenu, I'm going to take down Achav. Vayomer Hashem Eilo Bameh, Vayomer Eitzei Vayisi Ruach Shekel Befikol Neviyah, Vayomer Tafate Vegam Tuchel, Tzei Vasei Kein. How did the Ruach of Novos HaYisraeli eventually kill Achav? It sent a false Nevuah to one of the Neviyim. So Achav's Navi Sheker come and tells Achav that I got a Nevuah that you're going to be successful in war based on that false pretense. He went and fought and he eventually lost. Says the Gemara, my Ruach, Amar Rav Yechon, Ruach shel Navi Sevi Yisraeli. Might say, the Pasuk says that Hashem tells him, go out. Amar Ravina Tzeivim Chitzasi. As soon as the Ruach of Navi Sevi Yisraeli left, he went to do the Shlichos to go tell one of Achav's Neviim, this Nevuah Sheker, to now go and mislead Achav. At that point, he wasn't allowed back into the inner circle. Why is that? Because once somebody speaks falsely, we don't allow him in. So once a person says sheker, he can't get too close to the mechitzas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what people mean when they say, that sometimes a person wants to take revenge, but he should realize it's going to come with a very expensive invoice. He may destroy his own house by taking vengeance. And that's exactly what this Ruach did. This Ruach went, he took revenge, he got what he wanted. Achav killed him, he killed Achav. He goes down in history as the person that took down Achav, but it came at an expense. The expense was that till now he was allowed within the mechitzos of Hashem, now they didn't let him too close to Hashem anymore. Because the way he took down Achav was by planting a trap, this false Nevuah. He spoke sheker. Once you speak sheker, you can't get too close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it was a suicide mission. But this is what he wanted to do, and he was given permission to do it, and it was successful. Pasuk says, Vayas Achav es ha'ashero, Vayosev Achav lasois lahaches es Hashem alik. Another pasuk that talks about how terrible Achav was. Again, how terrible? The worst. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what does this pasuk mean? Shekasav al dalsei Shomrein, he wrote on the doors of Shomrein, Achav kofar b'leikei Yisrael. He gave it to you in writing. He literally wrote that Achav was kofar b'leikei Yisrael. Fichach ein leichelek b'leikei Yisrael. Pasuk says, Vayivakish es achazyo, Vayilkedu, Behu Meschave B'Shomrein. Yehu was the one, if you remember, spoke about this, I think yesterday, but Yehu was the king that was going to come later, and he was going to eradicate all the Avodah Zarah of Baal that Achav had established. And not only did he eradicate the Baal itself, but all the ones that worshipped Baal, he took out as well. Says the Pasuk that one of the people that Yehu killed was Achazyahu. Now Achazyahu, not to be confused with Achaz, who we're going to learn about momentarily, but Achazyahu was one of the Malchi Yehuda. He was from the descendants of Achav, so the two royal families had intermarried, they married within each other. He was one of the people that were Ovdei Abal, so the Pasuk says, Vayivakish es Achazyahu, Yehu and his people are trying to find Achazyahu, Vayilkedu, they caught him. Where was he? Vayhu Meschabi b'Shomrein, he was hiding in the Shomrein. Rab Levi says that we learn a drush from this Pasuk, Sheyekoyder Askaris, that Achazyahu would take out the name of HaKadosh Baruch, he would erase the name of HaKadosh Baruch from Sifrei Torah, and he would replace it, V'koysev Avodos Kechavim Tachteyem. And instead, he would write the names of Avodah Zarah. Either way, this concludes the Achav Parsha. portion of today's daf. And we now turn our attention from Achav to Menasseh. So we're going to learn about Menasseh now, which is going to take us really into Daf Kuf Gimel through Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, Daf Kuf Dalet, and we're going to be talking now a lot about the Malchei Yehuda. So Yeravam and Achav were both kings in Eretz Yisrael, but they were kings of the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, what were known as the Malchei Yisrael. Menasseh was from Malchus Beis David, and he was one of the kings of Malchus Beis David. So just, again, to get a little bit of a sense of who we're talking about, so the last 8-9 kings of Eretz Yisrael, before Churban Bayis Rishon, Achaz, who was a Rasha, he had a son Chizkiyo. The Gemara talks in a bunch of places where Chizkiyo was Mevayish, he was Mevazeh his father after his father died. He took his corpse and he dragged it through the streets and he purposely was Mevazeh, even though maybe there was a Chiyuv Kibarav, he was a Rasha, Lachamoyse, whatever, but even though maybe there was an obligation in order for him to be Mechabin, but he felt that maybe this would be a Kaparis like this in Olam Haba, he would have some respite despite the fact that he did terrible Averis. So Achaz, who's an Enochel of David HaMelech, right, these are the Malchus based David now we're going to be talking about. He had a son Chizkiyo. Who was Chizkiyo? Chizkiyo was one of the greatest people to ever live. Chizkiyo was a tzaddik yisoid olam. When he was king, there was an unbelievable amount of Torah. He's the one that had the miracles with Sancheiriv. So Achaz, Rasha, has a son Chizkiyo, who's a tremendous tzaddik. Chizkiyo had a son Menasseh. That's the Gemara Brachas Daf Yud Amud Aleph. That's why. That's how we all know it. Yeshiva guys know it. From that Gemara, Chizkiyo was sick. He didn't want to have children because he saw Baruch HaKadosh that Menasseh was going to come for him. And Hashem said, Yeshaya Novi, to give him Teichacha. He said, is it too late? He says, there was a gzeira, there's nothing we can do. He says, kach mikublani viveis aviyaba, afilu cheref chadu menachas al savarish lodam, al yim na'atsud men arachem. And he utters those immortal words. He says, maybe if I marry your daughter and that's chus, it's going to work itself out. He marries Yeshaya Novi's daughter. He ends up having a son, Menasseh, who is a terrible rush. Menasseh had a son, Amoin, who was also a terrible Rasha. The Gemara is going to talk about this Chut HaMeshulish of Achaz, the great-grandfather, Menasseh, the grandson, and Amon, the great-grandson, how one just did more than the other. They all tried outdoing each other in terms of the Avodah Zarah that they did. It's hard to believe. Stating that Amon had a schus, because he had a son, you probably heard of, Yeshio HaMelech, who's another one of the greatest kings of all time. So you have Achaz, Rasha, has a son Chizkiyo, who has a son, Menasseh. He's one of the three kings that are in the Chelik Leilam Abba. Amoin, by the way, the Gemara is going to ask all these kashas. Why does Achaz have a Chelik in Leilam Abba? Why does Amoin have a Chelik in Leilam Abba? So stay tuned for tomorrow's da. But either way, some big Gemaras. Then Amoin has a son, Yeshio, who's a great king, who has a son, Yehoyakim, who's a Rasha, who during his reign, Nebuchadnezzar comes and attacks Eretz Yisrael, who has a son, Yoyachin, also known as Yechonya, who has a son, Tzidkiyo, who was a tzaddik, Biyom of Nechra Beis HaMikdash. So it's a little bit confusing. Either way, we begin with Menasseh. Zok the Gemara, Menasseh. Why was he called Menasseh? Shenoshaka, because he forgot a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Dover Acher, some say Menasseh. Shehinchi es Yisrael, Laviyam Sheva Shemayim. The fact that he forgot a Kadosh Baruch Hu was one thing, but he got others to forget a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We know the Leos Adam Adas, how do you know that Menasseh is not going to come to Elam Abba? Says the Gemara Dechsev, Ben Shtei Mesri, Yishana Benasseh B'molchai, V'chamishim V'chome Yishana Malach Yisrael. So Menasseh became king when he was 12 years old. He was king for 55 years. V'yas hara be'enei Hashem. V'yas asherah kasha osa Achav Melech Yisrael. So if Menasseh is being compared to Achav, it's not good. So Menasseh, who's one of the Malchus based David, he's being compared to a Melech Yisrael, and that's Achav. But says the Gemara, if the Pasuk compares Menasseh to Achav, so you can make a hekesh, Ma Achav ain't loy chelik leilam haba, Af Menasseh ain't loy chelik leilam haba. So again, after everything that the Pesukim say about Menasseh, right? One of the five things that happened on Shavasa V'Tamuz was Menasseh took a tzelem and he put it in the Beis HaMikdash. So he's one of the five bad things that happened on Shavasa V'Tamuz, stating that Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Leilam Abba. We need a drasha. We need a raya that he has no Chelek Leilam Abba. We need a raya that Yerovim has no Chelek Leilam Abba. We need a raya that Achav has no Chelek Leilam Abba. And we need a raya that Menasseh has no Chelek Leilam Abba. What's the raya? Hekish. We compare him to Yerovim. Or Achav, Ma Achav in lechelik leilam haba, Af Menasseh in lechelik leilam haba. Rabbi Yehuda argued in the Mishnah. If you remember, a little while ago, feels like forever ago, Menasseh yesh lechelik leilam haba. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, Menasseh has lechelik leilam haba. Shenema, because the pasuk says that after Menasseh was taken into captivity, he davened to Hashem vayyosuloi, and his tefillas were answered. So if his tefillas were answered, doesn't it sound like the tshuva, he was taken back?
Fuck the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. V'shem mikra dechadarshu. That really, there's two opinions whether Menashe does have a chelik in Olam Haba or doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. Comes from the same pasuk. Shneimer nesatim lezava l'chol mamluchos ha'aretz beglal Menashe in Yechizkiyo. Bad things are going to happen to Klal Yisrael because of Menashe. Marsav beglal Menashe shas tshuva. Some say that, you know what it means. Menashe did tshuva ve'inu loy avud, and that's why bad things are going to happen. Azayot Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says when it says beglal Menashe, not because of who Menashe ends up being. Because although Menashe did terrible things, he did tshuva, and there's a kayach of tshuva. The problem is only he did tshuva, no one else did tshuva, and they should have learned from him and did tshuva like he did. That's the bavur Menashe. Marsavar, but the chachamim, no, more pasha, but glad Menashe. The lawyer of a tshuva, he did terrible averes, and it's pashut that that's what it means. Beglal Menashe, all these terrible things are going to happen. Upper Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said, "Kol oimer Menashe in loychelik loylam haba." If somebody says that Menashe has no chelik in loylam haba, merape yedein shabalei tshuva, you know what he's doing? He's weakening the hands of balei tshuva, because by saying Menashe has no chelik loylam haba, despite the fact the pasuk seems to say that he tried doing tshuva, it means it's possible for a person to come to a point where he can't do tshuva. So if you say, I have a problem with that. Because then you're going to have a person who does terrible averes, he's going to want to do tshuva and he's not going to do it. You know why? Look at Menashe. Menashe tried doing tshuva. The pasuk says that he got his malchus back after he did tshuva. Yet, he has no chelik in Olam Haba. So Rabbi Yechonon says, Zogus nishtarois v'moil. Because if kolo eimer Menashe in loy chelik l'olam haba, merapi yedeim, shabali tshuva. The ton, the tanakim made Rabbi Yechonon. Menashe also tshuva, shloishim v'sholish on him. Not only did he do tshuva, he did tshuva for lamed gimel years, 33 years. Chesed ben shtayim esri shonim Menashe v'molchay. V'chamishim v'chomei shonim malach Yisrael. So let's do the back of the envelope arithmetic. Menashe was king for 55 years. Vayas Asheru, Vayas Hara, he did terrible things. For how many years? Kasha also Achav Melech Yisrael. Zok the Gemara, Kam, a Molech Achav. How many years was Achav king? Esen Vatartin Shnit, 22 years. Menashe, Kam, a Molech. How many years was Menashe king? Chamish and Vachamish, 55 years. Do the math. Dal Minayu, Esen Vatartin. If you take 22 from 55, Pashal, Luhu, Talsav, Vatlas. But you left with this 33. So said Rabbi Yechon, Menashe did Tshuva. Now he did Tshuva. He did Tshuva for 33 years. So before we go, Vaita, just one Ha'ara. So we have a discussion over here whether Menashe's Tshuva was accepted, or Menashe's tshuva wasn't accepted. So what's that lacha? I don't know. But I'll just read to you a Lashon HaRambam, a very important Rambam. Again, we're going through the part of the Mishnah that discusses ve'elu she'en lahem chelek la'olam haba. And if you look at the Rambam, it's in the end of Perek Gimel Hilchos Tshuva. He goes through the list, and he has others that he adds to the list based on different chazals and gemaras in different places. There are people that have no chelek in olam haba. There's an important ma'ar makom site. Hey, maybe we'll have time to go through some of these ma'ar makomis. But either way, says the Rambam, after all is said and done, after he mentions all the people, she'ein lem chelik l'olam haba. But medvar mamurim, when is this true? She'kol echad me'elu ein lem chelik l'olam haba. That's only b'shemez b'loy tshuva. That's if the person dies and he didn't have an opportunity to do tshuva. Avolim shov me'rishon. But let's say this person does tshuva, v'meis, and then he dies. V'hu bal tshuva, ha'reza mi'bnei ha'olam haba. She'ein lecha davar she'oimei b'pnei ha'tshuva. The Rambam says there's nothing in the world that can get in the way of tshuva. Afilu kofar be'ikir kol yomav. A person could be a kofar be'ikir kol yomav. Ube'achreina shav. And at the last moment of his life, he does tshuva, yesh lo chelek. That is enough for him to have a chelek in olam haba. So it's very clear. It's the last Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam says a person could be a kofar be'ikir kol yomav. Doesn't matter. If he shoved Bachreina, that in and of itself is enough in order for him to be a Baal Tshuva. Just one other Lashon HaRambam worth mentioning, and that is the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, Halacha Damid. Al Yedal, no, Baal Tshuva. Baal Tshuva shouldn't think, Shehu Meruchik Mimailas HaTzadikim, that because he's only a Baal Tshuva, and once upon a time he did Averis, so he can't achieve the Madregas of a Tzadik. A Tzadik never did Averis. He did Averis. So because he did Averis, so even though I know there's a concept of tshuva, I told you already in Perek Gimel, the Rambam says that you have a chelek in olam haba, but still, he's meruchik mimailos ha-tzadikim mipnei avoinos v'achatoy she'osa. Says the Rambam, incorrect. Ein adover kein, it's not true. Elo ohuv v'nechmadu lefnei aboirei uki ilu leichotam e'olam. If a person does tshuva, it's as if he never did the Avera. V'lo yoi, it says the Rambam, not just that, elo sheschorei harbe. His schar is even greater. Sharei tam tamachet upirish mimenu. V'kodash Yitzroy. A tzaddik never did an Aveira. Doesn't know what an Aveira is. There are rumors about it, but he doesn't really know. This person who literally did the Aveira, he appreciates what the taiva is. And now, moving forward, he doesn't do it anymore. He's greater. Amru Chachamim, says the Rambam, Mokum Shebali Tshuva, Oimdim, Ein Tzadikim, Gemurim, Yechoyim, Lamoid. That the Baal Tshuva is greater than the Tzadik. Koloimer, Malosan Gedoyla, Mimailais Eilu, Shaloichotu, Meoilam, Mibnei Shein, Koivshin, Yitzrin, Yasser, Mehem. So says the Rambam, not only does the Baal Tshuva have a Chelik in Olam Haba, not only does he have a chelik in Olam Haba, but his Olam Haba is greater than the Olam Haba of Tzadikim. That's kipshute what the Rambam saying. If you're not sure, I am brachas lamadal lamadays ubimarsha sham bechadushi agodes ve'in kamakomi laharif. But that seems to be what the Rambam saying. That his Olam Haba, his Olam Haba is going to be greater than the Olam Haba of Tzadikim Gemurim. Either way, zok digemara omer Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. So the Gemara is now going to bring four memories that Rabbi Yochanan heard from his great Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. There's many, many Mamori Agod and Shas where Rabbi Yochanan saying over Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. We have four of them right here. So the Gemara, Ma'idich Siv, Vayishma Elov, Vayechoser Loi. The Pasuk says Hashem listened to Menashe, Vayechoser Loi. Freaked Rabbi Shbi, Vayechoser Loi Miboyolei. It should have said Vayechoser, right? Vayechoser means Hashem listened to his. Like in the beginning of Parashas told us. What does it mean? Vayechoser loy. Malami che'osle HaKadosh Baruch Hu kemin machteres barakia. Kidei lekabli b'tshuvim ne'midu sadin. An unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mekabel Menashe's tshuva, but he couldn't do it. The reason he couldn't do it is because the midu sadin was being mekatrik. How are you accepting Menashe? No way. I understand. Racham and tshuva. But the midu sadin had a very loud voice. And he was lobbying very strongly against Menashe. He said, I'm not willing to accept this truth. There's no way you can do it. So you know what Hashem had to do? Hashem had to do it somehow behind the back of the Midas Adin. So he creates some proverbial tunnel in Shamayim. And so he sneaks in his tshuva through the back door. Because had he gone in Kederach HaMelech, the Midas Adin would not have allowed him. So it's funny, this is what we spoke about last month of Shabbos. We were talking about three things are going to come between Chesach Hadas. And the first one is Mashiach. We said over from the Shach, we said over from the Arizal, we said over from the Beis Yosef with the Magid Meishon. What does it mean, Chesach Hadas? Chesach Hadas shall have Midas Adin. Because really, the Midas Adin is not going to allow Mashiach to come. Because he's going to say, ah, wait, Mashiach is going to come, look at it. Midas Adin is rough. It's not an easy out. So Midas Adin isn't going to allow it to happen, and it's going to have to happen between Chesach Hadas. The Shach said that's why Malchus Beis David, Mashiach is going to come from Malchus Beis David, had to come from a Zivug of Yehuda and Tamar, a Zivug of Rus Ubayas from a Moyavia. This was all the Chesach Hadas to try to sneak in Mashiach. But either way, Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon, Mishum, Mishum, Ben Yechoy, Maidich Sibereshis, Mamluchus. Yehoyakim ben Yoshio. So when Yehoyakim is Malchus is introduced, again, Yehoyakim was one of Yoshio's sons. He was the Melech when Nebuchadnezzar laid siege, the infamous siege, which of course would culminate in Churban Bayis Rishon. So when the Pasuk introduces the Malchus of Yehoyakim, it says, Bereishis, Mamluchus Yehoyakim ben Yoshio. Uksiv, the Pasuk also says, by Tzidkiyo, who was the last king, Bereishis Mamlechus Tzidkiyo. And the way Rashi explains the Kasha, there were a lot of kings. You know how many kings there were, by the way? There were 20 kings. Malchus Beis David, there were 20 kings of Malchi Yisrael. So from the time that the Malchus was divided, which was after Shlomo HaMelech's Petira, so Rechavim was the first king on Malchus Beis David's side. Reuven was the first king on the Malchi Yehuda's side. And just interestingly enough, despite the fact that the Malchi Yehuda had much more... It survived much longer because the Malchi Yisrael were taken into Golas, so they weren't around as long as the Malchi Yehuda. Malchi Yehuda were going to continue until Churban Bayis Rishon. But each one had 20 kings. Either way, so there were many kings mentioned throughout Nach, and it never uses this word Bereishis. It just says next king, whatever. But Bereishis is an interesting lashon. Says the Gemara, you know why it says Bereishis? We're invoking the first pasuk in the Torah. Bereishis bara l'kim es ha-shamayim v'sa'aretz. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world, to create it to where it was Bereshis in the beginning. Bishvil Yoyakim, because of Yoyakim, because he was such a Rasha, but Nestaku Bedoiroi, Hashem saw the Doir of Yoyakim. Specifically, Rashi says, the Cheresh and the Mazger, Daniel, Ishchavudois, Chanani Mishol Vazaria, Mordechai Tzadik. He saw the Tzadikim, the Cheresh and the Mazger, Veneskaru Daitoi. And then he was willing not to destroy the world. Similarly, Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lahach says, Kol Olam Kula Tzai Bavai, Bishvil Doiroi Shel Tzidkiyah. Because Baruch Hu again wanted to destroy the world when Tzidkiyo was king, but Nistakel with Tzidkiyo. Hashem saw Tzidkiyo v'neskar rodaita. I don't understand. Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Vazari, Mordechai, they were alive when Tzidkiyo was king also. It was 10 years later. So what changed? But they weren't in Eretz Yisrael at the time. Being that they weren't in Eretz Yisrael, they had already been taken into Golus. B'mei Yechonyo, Asher Hegla, right? That's the pasuk that we were all taken away. So being that they were taken away, they didn't have the schus anymore of being in Eretz Yisrael. So there were no tzadikim anymore. But there was one tzadik, Tzidkiyo. The king himself was tzadik. And therefore, the word Bereshis is mentioned because Sai during the Tkuf of Yoyakim and Sai during the Tkuf of Tzidkiyo, Hashem wants to destroy the world. He wants to bring it back to Sai of Avayu. In the times of Yoyakim, Hashem didn't do it because of the Cheresh and the Masker. The times of Tzidkiyo, Hashem didn't do it because of Tzidkiyo himself. Fake the Gemara, how could you tell me Tzidkiyo was such a tzaddik? But Tzidkiyo, namiksi vayasara b'ini Hashem. So the Gemara says he didn't do the Avera. It's like by Shloima Melech. It also says vayasara b'ini Hashem, by Shloima. But Chazal say, kolayma Shloima chata b'ini alataya. It means that his wives did Avodah Zarah, he just didn't protest. Same vein, Tzidkiyo should have been Meicha, Shayyub Yad Limchas Lamicha, he didn't protest strong enough in his generative. V'sochak ve'in nochas. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ka'asti al ochas. I was angry at ochas. Who was ochas again? Chizkiyo's father. U'nesativ bi'ad malchei damesek. And I caused him to have a defeat in the hands of the kings of Damesek. And what did he do when he found himself in an eitz tzara? Zibeich v'kite le'eloheya. He brought karbonis tavik the zara. She'nema v'yizbach le'elohei Damesek ha'makim bo. So Damesek attacks Ochaz. Ochaz is in a jam. He needs help. So what does he do? He turns to the avodah zarah of Damesek. And he asks them to please help him from Damesek instead of turning to Hashem. Vayomer keli, hey malchi aram, hey ma'azru moysam, lehem azabeach v'yazruni. Vehey ma'yu le'lachshu lo'y l'chol yisro. Sachakti yema matzio. So Hashem says, then I say, you know something? Let me try with one of the other kings. I'll take a different approach. Instead of making them fall and putting them in an eitz tzara, let me give them something good. Maybe then they're going to recognize me. So sochakti amatzio. I gave him something good. V'nasalti malchi Edom bi'adai. And I let him defeat the kings of Edom. And what did he do? Now it's time to say moedim. So did he say moedim to? Not to Hashem. Hevi aliheim v'shtachav elohem. He said moedim to Rabbi Dezor. Shnevah hi achri boya amatzio. Mehakris es adoim v'yovei es aliheim b'nei seir v'yamidu v'leheim v'lefneim yishtachav v'lohem yekater. Either way, that's the pasuk. Hashem said, I tried to be a rogaz, I tried to be a sochak, but ve'ein achas, shkaka nachas. It didn't work out. It didn't work out with achas and damesek. It didn't work out with amatzia and edoimida. Says the Gemara, Papa, Hanadam, this is what people, there was some adage that people used to say, Bachi le lamar de la yoda, says, I cried to Mar, but he didn't realize. Chaychi lamar, so then I laugh, la yoda, vaylei lamar de la yoda, mein, Tov Levesh. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vayter. Vayyavoyu kol sorei melech bavel vayeshvu b'shar ha-tovach. So when the sorei bavel attacked Eretz Yisrael, they sat down at the gates of Tovach. What does that mean? This is the fourth memra. The Rabbi Yechonin said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichoy, Am Rabbi Yechonin, Am Rashbi, Mokin shemechatchem b'yalochis. It means they went to the Harabayas. That's where the Bezdin was. Rashi says, we know this, three batei dinim sat in the, at the gates of the Harabayas, at the gates of the Azara, and then of course the Sanhedrin HaGadol, which was at the Lishkas HaGazas. Amra Papa Harid Amra Yinshi Ba'asru the Mari Tola Zayne, in the place where the boss, the master, used to hang his weapon, Tamon, it's Dafkin, in that place, Kulba Raya Kulte Tola, that the shepherd now hung his shtekin. The point is, this is where the Sanhedrin used to be, and now all of a sudden, this is where Bava was. Zok the Gemara, Simen, I'll stay Batim, Loisun. Amra Abchiz, Amra Yumbia Barabo. Maitichse, what's trying to pass it? That says, I'll stay Ish Otzel of Arti. So, Shloim HaMelech says that he went to the field of an Otzel, of somebody who was lazy. Val Kerem Odom Chasar Lev. And I went to the vineyard of a person who's Chasar Lev. He's not so smart.
Dehine, because one was lazy and the other one wasn't so smart. I saw it was all overgrown. There were thorns. Kasu panav charulim. The geder avanav naharsa, and the fence that was made out of stone was lying on the floor. It was in ruins. Shlomo HaMelech says, you got your matzasi. You go to a person's field. If he's lazy, he neglects it, he doesn't take care of it, it's all going to be ruined. But the Gemara darshens it. Says the Gemara, I'll stay ish atzel avarti. Who is this asher atzel ze achas? This is referring to achas. Val kerem adam chasar lev ze menashe. That's achas, his grandson Menashe. Vehine ala kulay kimshoinim ze amoin. That's Menashe's son amoin. Kasu panav charulim. Ze Yehoyakim, this is Amon's grandson, Yehoyakim, Vegeder, Avon of Nersa, Ze Tzidkiyo, this is Yehoyakim's grandson, Tzidkiyo, if you're halting cup, Shenecher Beis HaMikdash B'Yamav. Bottom line is, it started off with Atzlos, and then one thing led to another, till everything was finally destroyed. What are these Avonim that are Nersa? None other than the Avonim, the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. There are four Kitos, four groups of people that will not be mekabel the Shechina. Kat Leitzim, Kat Shakronim, Kat Chanifim, and Kat Mesapri Lashon Hara. Kat Leitzim, Dichsev Mashach Yad Yes Leitzitzim. Kat Shakronim, Dichsev Deivish Gromla Yikon Egen Enoi. Kat Chanifim, Dichsev Kiloi Lefanav Chanif Yav. Kat Mesapri Lashon Hara, Dichsev Kiloi Kel Chofetz Resha Ata, Lo Yegur Chara, Tzadik Ata, Lo Yeh Ben Megur Chara. So these are the four kitim, the four groups. Each one is really worth spending a lot of time on, but the four groups that are not mekabel pnei shechina. Again, who are they? You have the kat leitzim, kat shakronim, kat chanefim, and the kat mesapri lashon hara. So what does it mean when we say that they're not going to be mekabel pnei shechina? So ordinarily, you wouldn't be so sensitive to it, but now we're learning Perek Chelek, so we know there's Olam Haba, there's Mashiach, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, there's two Olam Habas, right? What exactly? Oh, Olam HaNeshamis, there's Gan Eden, there's Gehenim, Tchias HaMesim, two Tchias HaMesim. So, right, what exactly does this mean? That they're not interesting lashon, they're not mekabel pnei shechina. So the Yad Rima says a very interesting pshat. Very interesting pshat, based on a Gemara, Dav Tzadik Zayin Amad Beis, early in Perek Chelek. The Gemara said, Amra Abaya, Loi Pochis Alma, Mikalsin Veshiso Tzadiki De Mekable Apishchina. Said, every single generation has 36 Tzadikim, Lamed Vav Tzadikim, that are one day going to be Zoycha to be Mekable Pnei Shechina. It's a serious madrigal. Shenemar Ashrei Kol Chaychei Loi Loi Begamatrius Lamed Meta Lamed Right Lamed Meta Vov Lamed Vov is 36. Talsin Veshisa Have Frank the Gemara Eini. Is that true? There's 36 tzaddikim in every door. Is that it? That are going to be mekabel pnei shechina. But Rava said, Dorei Dekamei Kushim Brichu. If you look at the front row by Hakadosh Baruch Hu, there's 18,000 tzaddikim there. Shenema Soviv Shmoyne Aser Elit. So the Gemara Leikash. Hadem Estakli Baspaklaria Meira. Hadem Estakli Baspaklaria Sheena Meira. There's levels. There's a level you can be mekabel pnei shechina with Baspaklaria Meira, and then there's a level where you can be mekabel pnei shechina, but not Baspaklaria Meira. Baspaklaria Meira, high definition. That's only 36 in every generation. To be mekabel pnei shechina ba'aspaklari she'ein amira, that's a bigger number. That's 18,000. But the Gemara says, "Omina fisha kuli hai." Is it that many? V'amar Chizkiyah said, "Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Ro'isi bnei Aliyah. I saw bnei Aliyah. They muatin. There aren't that many bnei Aliyah." He says, "If there are 1,000, me and my son Rebbe Lazar are two of them. If there are 100, me and my son Rebbe Lazar are two of them. And im shnayim, if there are only two, ani ubanayim, it's me and my son." Bottom line is, it sounds like Mishum Bar Yochai wasn't sure how many they were, 200, 1,000. So the Gemara says like Kash, Hoda Aili Bebar, Hoda Aili Beloi Bar. Of course, Reb Shimon Bar-Yochai and his son Reb Shimon, they're on the highest level, but they're on such a high level that they can enter as is. They can just walk in, do binich, they have a right to walk in. Otherwise, you need an RSVP. It's not so simple. It's by invitation only. So there's levels. But what's the bottom line? Lashon HaGemara. Loi Pachas Alma Mitalsim V'shisa Tzadiki. Every generation has 36 tzaddikim, the mekable ape shechina, that will be mekable the pnei shechina. And what does it mean, l'maskonas ha-gemara? They need an invitation, but they can come, and they can see ba'aspaklari ha-meira. Says the Yad Rama, that's this gemara. You see what mekable ape shechina means. Mekable ape shechina means to be able to see ba'aspaklari ha-meira. Does look the gemara. There are four
kitos that are not mekabel pnei shchino. It doesn't say ein loy chelik loy lamaba. Says the Agrama yesh lam chelik loy lamaba. Our Mishnah discussed the ve'elu shein lam chelik loy lamaba. It doesn't mention these four people. So these four people will have a chelik loy lamaba. Nor vos, they're not in the madrega where they can be mekabel ape shchino, meaning they can't come to the point where they'll be able to see baspaklai yamira. Which sounds like, by the way, could be they're even from the 18,000 tzaddikim. So it's possible for someone to be from the katleitzim, katshakronim, katchanim, and still be able to be from that group. Either way, it sounds like a very big kiddush. Again, ordinarily we wouldn't be so sensitive to it, but we're learning the sugyas and we know there are nuances in what Olam Haba means. So says the Adramah, this Lashon of Mekabel Pnei Shechina, he relates it to that Lashon HaGemara Tzadik Zayin of the Beis, that like Pachas Alma Mikalsen Veshisa Tzadiki, the Mekabli Api Shechina, I think at first glance a kiddush nifla. Either way, Zok the Gemara, Om Rav Chizda, Om Rav Yerim Yabar Rabam, Aydich Siv, what's Pshat in the pasuk that says, "Loi suuna elecha ra, v'nega lo yikrav be'ahalecha." Says the Gemara, "Loi suuna elecha ra, shela yish loit bahen yetzahara." It means that a person will not be overcome by his yetzahara. V'nega lo yikrav be'ahalecha, shela timtza ishtecha safek nida. You're not going to find your wife to be a safek nida if you come back min haderech. Dovaracha. Loisune lecharo means shaloyeva suchachaloy mesron verhurun ram. You're not going to be overwhelmed with bad dreams or bad thoughts. Venega la yikrav balecha shalehelecha ben oitalmi. You're not going to have a son or a talmud shemakdiach tavshile berabim that's going to embarrass you berabim. Says the Gemara. Adkan berchayov. Those two psukim were a bracha from his father. Mikan ve'elach, the next psukim are a bracha from his mother. Which psukim? Ki malachav yitzavolach l'shmarcha b'chol derachecha al kapayim yisauncha al shacham v'fesen tidrech. Ad kan berchas ha'imoy mikan ve'elach berchas ha'shamayim. The next part of the pasuk is a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says ki vi choshak v'afalteu asagveu ki yod ha'shmi yikreini ve'aneu imoy anechi v'tzara achatzeu v'chabdeu orich yomim asbieu v'arei b'shuasi. So we're reading here psukim that we're all familiar with. These are psukim that we said today and tonight. Psukim in Yoshev B'Seisar Elyon. It's just a little bit of a background. Yoshev B'Seisar Elyon is Kapitel Tzadik Aleph in Tehillim. And it begins with Yoshev B'Seisar Elyon. If someone says that I put all my trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Tiftechu B'Nedivim, B'Ven Adam She'en Lo Yisashua. He puts all his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoshev B'Seisar Elyon. That's where I'm going to... What is he Zoychetu? B'Tzel Shaka Yisloinan. Hashem says, you want to put your trust in me, you can come under my wings. Rashi. Misha hu chaysa b'seiser kanfei shchino, hu yisloinim b'tziloi. Shakadosh Baruch Hu megin olav. Right? People think sometimes, what does it take in order to have special protection for Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Straightforward. It's this pasuk. It's yoshev b'seiser elyoin. Then, b'tzel shaka yisloinon. Misha hu chaysa b'seiser kanfei shchino. If somebody says that I want Hashem to protect me, that's all you have to do. It's a very simple quid pro quo. If somebody's b'teich b'Hashem, chesed, you say v'eno, then Hashem is going to take care of him. So that's the theme. Yoshev b'seiser elyon b'tzel shaka yisloin. And then the pasuk goes on and describes how Hashem is going to protect. Omer l'Hashem machzim sudase l'kayeftach boi, tu yatzilcha mipach yokish, Hashem protects from traps. Midever, from dever, as in one of the ten makis. Hashem protects from Laila, Mechetz Yo'of Yoimer, from arrows. Midever by Yalich, Miketav Yashtzorim, Rashi says these are different shadim. Yipo Mitzidcha Elef, Urvavim Miminecho, Elecho Le'igosh, Rak Beinecho Sabit, Vishlumat Hashem, you have nothing to worry about. Then the Pasuk says, Le'su'une Elecho Ro'ah, V'nega la'yikrav ba'alecha, ki ma'alocha b'yitzavalach, l'shmarcha b'chol derachecha. So that's the Gemara we just learned. And the Gemara teach what these things mean. Lo'yisu'unei lecha ra means that a person is not going to have to worry about hirurim ra'im, chaloy meisra'im. V'nega la'yikrav ba'alecha, he doesn't have to worry about his wife being a sofik nida when he comes back in the naderech, or if his children may be embarrassing him. Ki ma'alocha b'yitzavalach, l'shmarcha b'chol derachecha. What does that mean? That means, partial, straightforward, that he's going to have malachim that are going to protect him. The Gemara's lashon was that ad kan berchasay aviv, mikan ve'elach berchasay imay. So who's the father and who's the mother? So Rashi says, the father was David HaMelech, and the mother was Batsheva. And this was a bracha that was given by David and Batsheva to their son Shlomo HaMelech. So David and Batsheva gave their son Shlomo a bracha. And what was the bracha? David HaMelech said, lo su'una elecha ra, v'nega la'yikrav ba'alecha. And what did Batsheva say? Ki malochav yitzavaloch yishmorcha b'chol derechecha. That was the bracha. And then it concludes with a bracha from Hashem. Ki vi choshek v'afalteha sikved k'yod ha-shmi yukreini v'eneu imo enechi b'tzara achalteo v'achabdeo. But either way, Pashit, read our Gemara. Our Gemara sounds like, who said Kapitel Tzadik Aleph, the Kapitel of Yosef B'Seser Elyei? Who's the author of it? The author of it is David HaMelech. And David HaMelech, in fact, is saying it, part of it anyways, as a bracha to son Shlomo. Batsheva also has one pasuk here. She says, Ki malocha v'yitzavaloch l'shmarcha b'chol derechecha. This is the bracha from our mama. But either way, this is coming from a father and a mother. Who is it? It's David and Shlomo. Right, sounds such a chiddush. This is Tillim. Who wrote Tillim? David HaMelech. So we shouldn't be getting that excited. Just if you look at the Targum on the pasuk, Omer Hashem Machzi, Omer David. This is David talking. But that is not so pasuk. Because the Radak, right here, right in the beginning of Kapitel Tzadik Aleph, he brings a medrash. Tzadik Aleph is Yosef B'Seser Elyei. What's Tzadik? So Tzadik is Tfilo L'Moisha Isha Elokim. Says the medrash that Kapitel Tzadik is Tfilo L'Moisha. Really, it's not just that Kapitel, but it's the next 11 Prokim in Tehillim. They're all Tfilo L'Moshe. So Yosef B'Seser Elyon is Tfilo L'Moshe, and there's some pretty well-known ones. Tzadik Beis is Mizmeh Shili Yom HaShabbos, Toiv L'Hoidos L'Hashem, L'Zan L'Shum Chelyon. Tzadik Gimel is Hashem Moloch Geus Lovish. So these are all prokim that we're familiar with. But either way, says the Medrash that the first one, Tzadik, was Tfilo L'Moshe, and really the next 11 were all Tfilo L'Moshe. I'll read it to you inside. Says the Medrash, Ki Moshe Rabbeinu Chiber Kol Eilu HaMizmoirim, Shem Achad Asar Mizmoirim Shlei Niska Behem Shema Mishayir Adle David Mizmor VeKulam Smucham Al Tfilo L'Moshe. And the reason he said it was Keneged Echad Asar Shvatim Shabirech. He gave brachas in Parshas Vezoyis HaBracha, and the brachas that he gave included with these Kapitel Chim Tehillim. Tfilo L'Moshe, the first one was Keneged Ruvain. The second one, Yosef B'Seser Elyon, is Keneged Shevet Levi. Show you Misloinin Ba'azores. Because they were ones that were Mekayim, this idea, B'Tzel Shaka Yisloinon. Mizma Shiliyei Mashabas Toiv L'Hoidus L'Hashem is Keneged Shevet Yehuda. Because Yehuda is all about Toiv L'Hoidus Hashem. Hapam Oidus Hashem. Hashem Moloch Geus Lovish, that's Binyamin. Shehi Ba B'Tziloi Shal Malkoi Shal Oilom. Kel Nekomeis Hashem, that's God. L'chuna ranana is yisacha shayo isek berina shal teira. Either way, Amr Rav Shulam Levi, ad kan shamati, mikan ve'elach, you're going to have to figure it out on your own. That's what the Radak says. But either way, this is not tefillah l'David, it's actually tefillah l'Moshe. Targum says that it's David. Our Gemara seems to say that it was David and Batsheva, they're giving brachas to their son Shlomo. But there is a medrash that the Radak quotes that this is actually tefillah l'Moshe. It's all included in Shlomo HaMelech's tefillah. It's just the chazir a little bit, right, that we've spoken about in the past. So why do you say, why do we say Yosef B'Seser Elyon on Matzah Shabbos? So it's brought down, the Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, Daf Yudches Amid Beis, that after Adam HaRishon sinned with the Eitz Hadas, so the Pasuk says that for 130 years he was Pirish Meyishtai. Hayra Meir Omer, Adam HaRishon Chassid Gadol Haya, Kiven Sherosh Niknes Am Yisal Yada Yashav B'Tainis Meyev V'Shloishim Shana, U'Pirish Min HaIsha Meyev V'Shloishim Shana, Ve'Hela Zarzei Te'enim, and the Gemara says that during that period, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, Kol Oysen Hashanim Shoy Adam Arishan Benidu, Yhoylid Ruchin V'Sheidin V'Lilin. So Adam Arishan for 130 years was Moylid Ruchin Sheidin V'Lilin. So you want to know where the Sheidim came from? A lot of them came from Adam Arishan. And over it, they were created over a period of 130 years. It's the 130 year period that Adam Arishan was Pirish Meishan. Right? Adam Arishan in the beginning has his two sons, Cain and Hevel. Then 130 years are going to pass until he has his next son, Chase. During those 130 years, he was Pirish and he was Moilid Ruchim. V'hi noyam Hashem alikeinu until Erech Yom Masbeir V'Rei B'Shuasi Tzimtzveitin Mo. Erech Yom Masbeir V'Rei B'Shuasi. If you count it up, it's 129. With the Koil, it's 130, and it's supposed to protect us as the whole Nusach. Or Yoshev B'Tzei by Levaya, when you be Malav in the Mace, this is all about protection. B'Tzeel Shaka Yisloinon. Kivi Choshak V'Afalteo Asakveir Ki'od HaShemi. Ime Anoichi V'Tzara. Right? You have nothing to worry about. But if this is specific, it's merumas to the number 130. Yaakov Emden, by the way, in the Siddi Yavit says a different reason. He says also it's because 130 tevis, 129, again, rounded off with the koil, is 130. He says ayin. The word ayin is begamatria 130. Ayin is 70 plus 10 plus 50. So it's 130. And when you say Yoshe B'Seser Elyoi, you're asking Hashem to look at you with an ayin toiv and to protect you from an ayin ra. So it's interesting. The first thing you say on Matzoy Shabbos. something to think about. But either way, Zok de Gemara Vaiter. Am Rav Shimon Lakish. My Dechsev, what's the pasuk that says, V'imana me'rishoim oirom, uzroya romati shavim. Nei ma'ayin shal rishon kluya. So there's an ayin in the word rishoim. But it's kluya, it's hanging. It's, if you look at it inside a nach, it's a little bit different. It's not a regular ayin. If you take the ayin out of the word rishon, what word do you get? Roshim. Kiven shenasa adam rosh milmata. If a person is a rosh milmata, nasa rosh milmaila. So what does the word rosh mean? Zokrash. Kiven shenasa adam rosh milmata, sheyesh loy soinim. If a person has enemies milmata, meaning the ein ruach habriyas noichem. So if you meet a person that people don't like, nasa rosh milmaila, biyodua shesoinim oisim milmaila. It means that they don't like him in shemayim either. And that's why rishayim, rosh, there's an element over here that when a person is a rosh mil mata, it means he's a rosh mil maila as well. Says the Rebbe Nichtevei Klal. So why did he even say the ayin in the first? Let's just say rishon without an ayin. Yeah, but an ayin, it is there, it's not there, it's hanging. Because there were two people, two tzaddikim that a lot of people didn't like, Rashi says, that had a lot of soinim. David HaMelech had soinim, and Nechemya ben Chachalya had soinim. And for them, it's not true, this idea, that because a person is a rosh mil mata, it means he's a rosh mil maila. So we didn't want the ayin not to be there at all. It's like this. Yeah, I have it right here. I know you're looking for. So we have the, oh no, pension. So we have the, we the truth is, this is a Mishnah, right? Where's this Mishnah? It's a Birkei Avos. Who are you? Who's who? Or who's who, right? Who's he? Reb Chanina, exactly. Reb Chanina ben Doisa. So Reb Chanina ben Doisa used to say, Kol she ruach habriyos noichei menu, ruach hamakar noichei menu. V'chol she ein ruach habriyos noichei menu, ein ruach Hamakom noicheh menu. So Reb Chaim Adoyser used to say that if a person is a ruach habriyos noicheh menu, if he's someone that people like, he's popular, people like him, ruach hamakom noicheh menu. But ain ruach habriyos noicheh menu, he's a rosh mil mato. That same person is going to be a rosh mil milos. I don't remember where I saw this, but Reb Chaim Adoyser says two memories here in Pirkei Avos. The first memory is Reb Chaim Adoyser Omer Kol sheyiras chetoy koydemes lechachmasoy. Chachmasai miskayemes. The chol she chachmasai koydemes liyiras chetoy en chachmasai miskayemes. So first you have yiras shemayim, then you have chachma. The chachma is going to have a kiyum, right? Reishis chachma is yiras Hashem. But if a person has first chachma and then yiras shemayim, then it's not going to work. Then he used to say, if a person has chashuv and maisim, his chachma is going to be. Reb Chaim Adoyser said, like greisim adragas. People that have chachma, they have yira, they have maisim. This person is on a very high madrig, stating that who are you? Reb Chaim Adoyser used to also say you have to be someone that's ruach habriyos noicheh menu. You can have all the madrigas in the world, but if you're not someone that has ruach habriyos noicheh menu, then ain ruach hamakom noicheh menu. So I can't say this without quoting the source inside. Again, I don't remember where I saw that, but I know where I saw what I'm about to say. Rabbeinu Yitzchak is one of the rishonim. Lefisha Amar Chacham Zeh. Oh, he's the one that said it. Kibiyiras chet. Unbelievable. That's what we do to daf in the morning, not late at night. The fish Omar Chacham Zed, this Chacham Zed. Rechini Bedoisa. It's not funny, Yossi. Kibiyiras chet, uberibay hamaisim atoivim, uberkiyam hamitzvahs, this guy in Machachma, hoisif lahaziv aloymer. So he went weiter. He said, kiloyachshay v'odom, kibiyoyse yorichay. That if a person's a yorichay, ubal maisim toivim, so afal pish ein briyas, oyavim oyso, yirotso yom akubul, if ne Hashem yisbarach, ein adover kein. That was the Lashon HaRambam before. Right? Ein adover kein. Ach hakoil tolui bahaskamas habriyos. Everything is telling you what the people think. Then who yisa v'yiten iman be'emuno, v'yeh mekubal aleim, oz yeh rotzu lefnei Hashem yizbarach. V'im lav, af im yeh yore chet, v'shoymer mitzvah, lo yeh rotzu lefnei Hashem yizbarach. Pretty sharp. Either way, it says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanu, Menashe ha yishoyin lechamishim, v'chamisha ponim, b'toyras koyanim. Rashi says, Menashe was king for 55 years, and every year, during Menashe's lifetime, he would say a new pilpul and kachin. In Teres Kayanim, he was learning Kachem. But either way, you see that he was a big Talmud Chacham. Kenegah Shnei Malchusei. Achav Shmeinu V'Chamisha. Achav had 85 different Chaburas in Kachem. Yeravam, Meya V'Shleisha, 103. That's the staff, by the way. Kuf Gimel. Tanya, Hayra Meya Oimer. Avshalom, Ein Loi Chelik L'Elam Abba. Avshalom also doesn't have a Chelik L'Elam Abba. So the Mishnah doesn't mention Avshalom. But Avshalom has no Chelik L'Elam Abba. Shenemar, Vayaku es Avshalom, Vayim Yisu, Vayaku, Vayim Azeh. Vayimisu loyel ma'ba. Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Mishum Rameyer, Ochaz, Va'achazya, V'chol Malchi Yisrael, Shekosu ben Vayasar Rabbi Eni Hashem. Any Melech Yisrael, where it says, Vayasar Rabbi Eni Hashem, by the way, Rashi says, it means Dafke the Malchi Yisrael, as opposed to the Malchi Yehuda, because it says by Shleima Melech, Vayasar Rabbi Eni Hashem, and of course Shleima has the Chelik in Elam Haba. So it's Dafke the Malchi Yisrael, plus Ochaz and Achazya, who were Malchi Yehuda, Loi Chayin, they're not going to get Olam Haba, but at the same time, Veloi Nidoinim, they're also not going to go to Gehenna. So you have to know what that means. The Gam Dom Noki Shafach Menashe Harbi Ma'oi, Ad Hashem Milot Yushalayim Pelepe, Levad Mechatose Hashech Des Yehuda Lassis Rabbein Hashem. So the Pasuk says that Menashe killed a lot of people. Ad Hashem Milot Yushalayim Pelepe, literally from sea to shining sea, and it was filled with blood of all the people that Menashe had killed. Who are these people? Hacha Targimu, one person. And Bavadlai said it's really someone that was chashav like everybody. Shehareg Yeshaya, Menashe killed Yeshaya Hanavi. By the way, the Gemara discusses in length at the end of Perek HaCholetz. My son pointed that out to me this morning. B'marava Amri, he's only give up a snap. B'marava Amri, she'asa tzelem masoy elef b'nei Adam. He made a tzelem that required 1,000 people to carry it. V'chayoyim v'yoyim harigas kulam. Every day, all 1,000 of those people would die. So some say he would kill them. Others say that the Avodah Zarah, the bird, was so heavy it would actually kill them. How do you know that the tzaddik could have an neshama that could be so chashuv? It's like the man that says Yeshaya was one that was killed. And the pasuk describes the person that was killed by Menashe, or the people of Ad Asher Mileis Yerushalayim Pelepet. According to the people in Babylon, only one person. So you see, a tzaddik could be shakul, or his neshama could be shakul. Keneged kol ha'olam kulo. Ksiv pesel. It says that Menashe made a pesel. V'ksiv pesilim. He made pesels, and this is referring to the pesel that he was hemmed in the Beis Hamikdash on Shavuos B'Tammuz. Amrav Yoichan betchila asal parts of echad. Originally, when he made the pesel, only had one face. There was one tzura. Ula b'soyv asal le'arba partzufin. But then he made an image on the four sides. So anywhere, what was the reason for it? Because anywhere Hakadosh Baruch Hu looked from, came from any angle, so to speak, kav yochan Hashem should see the pesel. This was all done lahachis. Unbelievable. Says the Gemara. Achaz had a avodah zara. He brought it into the Aliyah of the Beis Hamikdash. Shenema v'samizbech es asher el agog, Aliyah's achas. Menashe, hemidei behechol. Shenema v'yosem es pesel asher, asher asher bebayis, asher amra Hashem al-dobe vel shleimer b'noi bebayis, ezeb yushleim asher b'chad b'choshuf te Yisrael osem es shmi lo'oilom. He went, and what did he do? V'yosem es hapes. Omoin, hechnisoi lebeis kotche ha-kadoshim. He took the tzelem and he put it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shenemar ki kotzer ha-matzah mi-historeya v'ha-masecha tzoro ki-histkanis. Mikey, kotzer ha-matzah mi-historeya. Literally, it means that the matzah, like the couch, is too narrow. You can't stretch out. It's not big enough. Om Reb Shem ben Chmeni, Om Rab Yoineson, ki kotzer ha-matzah zem mi-historeya olav shnei reyim ke-echad. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochol, where he rests his shechina, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, now all of a sudden there was something else there and there wasn't room for two. Mai v'ha-masecha tzoro. The Masech of Avodah Zarah became a tzara to Hashem. Amr Hashem and Achmedi Rabbi Yenis Kimat Agav Bachi. When he used to come to this pasuk, he would cry. He would say, "Misha Kosev by Koines Kaneid Me'ayam." Hashem, who's a Koines Kaneid Me'ayam, Tasselim Masech Tzara. All of a sudden, Hashem somehow this is like a rival to him, like tzara as in Yevam and Stav Beis fame. This is suddenly a tzara. Doesn't make any sense. But either way, what do you see from here? So you had here Achaz, Menashe and Amon. Ochaz is the Zeda, the Elta Zeda. They have Menashe and Amon, and each one outdid the next one, right? The next generation always outdoes the previous generation. Ochaz put it in the Aliyah, Menashe put it in the Heichel, and then Amon, he already put it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ochaz bitel as HaAvodah, the Gemara says, V'chasem as Torah, he closed off the Torah, Shenem at Tzor to Udach HaSoim Torah B'limudai. Menashe Kodesh HaAskoras. Menashe took out the names of Kodesh Baruch from all the Sifrei Torah. V'horisam is Beach, and he destroyed the Mizbeach. Amoin Sorof es HaTorah, the Hellish Shmom es HaGam Yizek. He made people stop bringing karbanis to the point that they were like spider webs on the Mizbeach because nobody was going there anymore. Achaz Hitter es HaErva. Achaz was Mater in Erva. Menashe Baal HaChoysoi. Amoin, again, to outdo them was Baal Imoin on his mother. Shenema Kihu Amoin here Ba'ashm. Rabbi Loza Chadam, one says Sorof es HaTorah, means he burnt the Torah. The Chadam, and one says Sheba Al imoy, he was ba al imoy. The Gemara says, Amar le'imoy, his mother said to him, Klum yesh lecha nami mokim sheyatzis imenu. There's no way you can enjoy this. Amar lo, klum ani ois, I don't enjoy it. El l'hacha says, bayri. I'm doing this to cause anger to my creators. It's amazing. In the same sentence, he says, bayri. He acknowledges it's bayri, and he's saying he has no taiva, but he doesn't care. He's doing this, l'hacha says, bayri. One final Gemara. Ki osa yehayakim amar kamoy lo yadi le'arguzi. So the people from the previous generation, mate. So he had ochas, Menashe Amon. You have a Tzelem and Aliyah, then it's in the Heichel, then it's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He was Mater Arayos, he was Baal HaChaisai, he was Baal Imai. So this was his Yich, these were his Zedas. And he says, all my Zedas, they think they knew how to do Averis. What I could do is much worse. They didn't know how to really make Hashem angry. I know how. Kluman Utsrichim, and he said the following, we need the Or, we need light, we don't need the light of Hashem. Yesh lanu zahav parvayim. We have so much gold, and the glitter of all the gold is so immense that we can use that light, and we don't need the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yito loyroi. So he turns to Hashem and he says, let him take his ar. Amrulai, they told him, v'aloi kesev ezav shalayhu. What do you mean? This gold is yours, you don't need Hashem's light. Whose gold do you think it is? It says, Liya kesef, v'liya zav, no Hashem tzavakos. Amar lahem, kfar nas nu lanu. No, Hashem gave it to us. Shenema, shemayim, shemayim, lashem, v'aretz nasan levnei adam. Either way, we're going to pick up tomorrow's daf with Yehoyakim. So we caught up. We're now only one blot behind. But either way, more tomorrow.